All right. How is everybody doing on this lovely Friday? Claudia, I just wanted to give you a little shout out. Along with all the great work you're doing with the Green Cleanse, I just had a lovely conversation with somebody named Jenny. And so, just a shout out for all the work that you're doing. You are doing great things. So today, as you can see, there are no slides. Hi. Because I want this to be a time where we get to converse and ask questions, not necessarily me being a talking head and directing you that way. I think we've given you some great information to help you understand. Let's see, I should make sure I start the recording. That would be good, wouldn't it? So we've given you a lot of great information to help you with understanding how your body works, and so that as you make the choices, you understand the process that's happening there. And so you can always go back in and listen to the recordings in your Green Cleanse program as you do that. And so I want to applaud everybody if you're here on live, if you're listening to the recording. I just totally applaud you for showing up and doing this. However you did this, if you've done light, standard, deep, a combination, if you've started out in one and something, an event occurred, like Claudia was saying, hey, I have these lovely, luscious strawberries in my garden. I'm going to eat them. That's what you do. This is a time, it's a really nice sacred time where we relax. We relax in our brain, in our body, in our digestive system. We don't have to think about complicated meals, soups, smoothies, salads, or otherwise. We just simplify and relax. And so I'm just emphasizing that this is what we're doing here at this time. And I'm gonna double check and make sure that there aren't any questions that anybody gave ahead of time. Nope. So how is everyone doing? We are on, this is, for many, it's day five. You may have started before, you may have started after, but this is kind of our end of week of the cleanse week call. So, of the cleanse week. So, how's everybody doing? I've seen on the Facebook group some amazing pictures of the concoctions you're coming up, those lovely, lovely smoothies and soups and so forth. Some of them haven't pleased our palates as well. You've made new discoveries. And so here is something else. So Claudia is asking about fats and her omega-3 supplements. It should be fine to take your supplements. And especially if you're feeling some sense of body pain or low energy, I would encourage you to take those omega-3s or include them in your smoothies. So again, that's your chia seeds, hemp seeds, flax seeds. I know that in the deep cleanse, they talk about not adding fats, but this is where you want to listen to your body and say, okay, what do you need? We don't necessarily want to tie ourselves to one particular protocol. And so, you're doing chia seeds, that's great. Add them, keep doing that. You can, yep, and the protein powder is great, that's going to help. The omega-3 supplement should be fine. Making sure you're hydrated. I know you're great on your movement. And just know that your body is making an adjustment to how it normally did. This is one thing that I probably didn't talk enough about, but when you start on a program like this, you're making an adjustment. and your body's going, what are you doing? This is different than we used to do. I need a little time to adjust. And so both your brain adjusts and your body adjusts to it. If you keep on with this, chances are that it would all even out and it would be absolutely fine. And so this is where we give ourselves a little break and love on ourselves just that much more. Maybe take an Epsom salt bath and, you know, just totally treat yourself well. This is your spa week. And so this is the time where you do those things that are best for you. Whether it's a massage, visiting the chiropractor, doing enemas or a colonic, saunas, any of those things that really help to nourish and nurture your body are going to be what you want to do, because that's what you need. Right, and I totally understand that, you know, it's not a spa week. It's the idea that it's a spa week, and sometimes our mindset can be that it's a spa week. And so I do understand that life goes on. This is the week I have a lot to do with my work. But work on, or look at your mindset with it. It's like, I can do my work and still take care of myself in a way that supports me, that gives me the energy and the clarity to move forward in life, that it's, this is helping me to create habits that support me, that will help me relieve this sense of exhaustion, that so that I can take on my day. And so as you take a moment or two throughout your day to say, to proclaim this to yourself, just having that moment to take a breath and recognize that mindset can shift things. So it's not all work. It's something you get to do. It's a pleasure to do this work that you're doing, that you're, this message that you're bringing out to people. Because you take care of yourself, it allows you to be able to take care of others. Is anybody else here? That's a good question. I see somebody with, from Philadelphia that says St. Joseph's University. Those are the people I have calling in. There are two people on webcast. So I realize it's a Friday night and so there may not be as many people here. But that's okay. We can chat a little bit here, and I've made some notes of things to talk about as well. And part of that has to do with mindset. It's, you know, that power of positive energy. So, you know, one thing that I wanted to talk about, again, having to do with that positive intent, that positive mindset. It's not that you walk around with this smile. It truly is, comes from deep within. So imagine being able to live a life that feels like it was created just for you. Yes, we do, Claudia. Next Monday, we have a transition week call because even though day 7 comes and that's the end of your cleanse week, we want to talk about how we transition out. You're good. You are not a distraction. You are helping me to understand more, because if you're voicing these questions, that means other people are as well. So, I'm going to tell you, I don't see you as a distraction. You are a lovely human being. who I want to help you realize that you are a big part of this world, that as I support you, I support you helping to create a life that's just for you. I mean, we've been through this Green Cleanse week, and some things may come up both physically as well as spiritually and mentally. But imagine being able to live with ease and grace, secure in the knowledge that everything is unfolding exactly how it is meant to unfold. Imagine feeling so loved and so supported in your life every single day that you have the confidence and the tools to go after your wildest dreams. All of this is possible with the power of positive energy. Positive energy is so much more than just feeling happy and cheerful all the time. Positive energy is so much more than just putting a smile on your face and pretending that you don't have deeper thoughts and feelings. Positive energy is about attuning your life to the energetic vibration of your soul. It is about honoring the things that fill you up and make your entire body tingle and hum. It is about living from a place that is in harmony with your mind, your body, your soul, and the universe. Yeah, there you go. There you go, Fran. You get to choose. And maybe your choice is a physical offense. I have been in that same place where I have had to bring in law enforcement. And we are here to help you with that mindset. To give you that courage, you get to create, you know, their reaction tells you more about them, how they think about themselves than anything else. And so you get to choose how you want to live your life. You get to choose a life where you don't have to worry about this issue, that you can be secure. You feel secure in your home. This is your home. And you are choosing to feel that. And so, you know, everything in the universe carries an energetic vibration. And when you tune into these vibrations and align with the ones that feel good to you, I know this sounds really weird, but the world becomes almost a magical place. It can happen. Synchronicities appear. Opportunities walk into your life as if by coincidence. The right people enter your life at the right time, and you feel that God in His universe is responding to your every thought and feeling. When you sync your life with positive energy, this amazing world becomes your reality. That can happen, but it's your mindset. It's breathing into that. Perhaps deep inside, you have already felt the rising of your soul, the stirring of energy in your being that has been calling on you to shift your life so that you can reach your fullest potential and live a life that feels joyful and purposeful. Think about when you started this Green Cleanse, what drew you to it? You got an email. You could have said, oh, really, right now, I don't have time for this. How am I going to do this? But maybe you were drawn to do this cleanse as a reminder that you are a powerful being with the potential to create a life that feels positive, supportive, and loving, no matter what circumstances you find yourself in. And so as part of this cleanse, you can learn how to operate your life using positive energy. You can learn how to free yourself from negativity and fears and instead reconnect with your soul. Through this connection, you will discover how to create a life that is filled with positive energy, not just temporarily, but long term. So you can learn how to open up to the magic inside of you and around you, so you can use it to find your purpose and align with a life that feels good from the inside out. There's many documents and guides and reports in this program that has words, and you can allow these words to inspire and guide you in whatever ways that feel right for you. There are no rules about which report or which paper you read first. As you read the different documents that Dr. Reed Marie provided you, be open to the idea that you are more than just a body, that you are a soul charged up with energy that is magical, powerful, and there for you to use. Being open to these possibilities allows you to connect with the life that was always meant for you. So, if you're ready to start living a positively inspired life that feels easy and joyous, then you have come to the right place. I mean, who would have thought a green cleanse? Really? But what this is helping you to do is awaken to yourself as an energetic being. Dare to dream higher. Dare to reach a little bit further. Dare to step into your potential. For when you do, you will see that every day holds hundreds of opportunities that will rain down on you like glittering stars. You're very welcome, Claudia. I hope that it's been helpful to you. Great. Great. So I'll just keep talking for a little bit longer and see if anybody else shows up. And I'll read any questions that people put on the chat or in the question and answer box. Or if anybody wants to open their line and we can talk, it's *2 on your telephone keypad. Or the raise hand button on below the screen section in the middle of your instant teleseminar area. So many of us, I'm just going to go back here because I in talking to people and seeing, reading through journals and seeing everything people are sharing on the Facebook group, you know, it's a time to reclaim your power. Many of us forget that we have the power to shape our reality. Many of us forget that we have the ability to live life from a place that is so magical and so purposeful that we feel an amazing sense of belonging and positivity as we move through the world. This place of being is not something that is reserved for a select few. This place of being is accessible to anyone and everyone. And the good news is, this place of being is not even hard to achieve. All you need to do is open your mind to the possibility that there is another way to live your life, and that there is a way to live a life that is filled with positive energy and magical opportunities. With this shift in awareness, with this openness to explore and start working with the energy from God and His universe, you can start living a life that is bigger and more abundant than you could have ever imagined for yourself. You can start living a life that feels like it was designed specifically for you. Any decision to change your life comes from a deep feeling of wanting something different for yourself and from having an innate knowing that there is something better out there for you. This desire to change your life often creeps in when you start to awaken to the idea that all or part of your life is no longer fulfilling you and no longer serving you. Excellent, David. And doesn't that feel good when you make something for somebody else and they receive it and they receive it well? I am so happy to see that. Thank you for sharing that. And that's something you can keep up. And anything anybody wants to share, share it in the chat. If you want to talk, star 2 on your telephone keypad or raise hand function underneath the screen session area there. All right. Hello.
Hi, Lynn. This is Wendy from Philadelphia.
Hello. Nice to hear from you.
Yes, I just wanted to ask you, I've been having just tremendous results on the cleanse. This is my fifth day, and I've been doing a combination of standard and deep. Good. And I'm just curious, I have not delved into the transition phase yet, but mm-hmm. I just have some concern about how to get off the cleanse because I'm really, like, not hungry at all, and I'm drinking all my smoothies. I'm keeping my, keeping my intake of calories up. So, but I'm just curious when I transition to solid food, is that going to be a shock to my body?
No. In fact, in your green cleanse materials, there is a whole section that is on the post-cleanse week.
Okay.
And so, rest assured, we've got this part covered. It is something you want to do slowly. You don't want to just start eating like you did before, even if it was healthy. You want to gradually start adding foods back into your food plan. So you want to almost like reintroduce food slowly because mm-hmm. it will take a while for your digestion to kind of reengage with everything. Much like starting this, that's why we like to have people have that week beforehand to slowly get into this your body needs to readjust. And so sometimes that's why we feel things, whether it be digestive issues, aches and pains, headaches, that type of thing. It's because your body is readjusting to a different way of eating. And you don't ever really return to the way you were eating. You can't, because now you know. Now you know, mm-hmm. this is how I feel. And so you move forward based on this. And so you're kind of the fulfillment of my wish for you, is that you no longer crave addictive and toxic foods. And,
right,
and this is
right.
going to, yeah. So what I wanted, I guess, to say is that, you know, just take it easy as you transition out. There's no rush. Just keep eating the nutritious and healing meals that we've been talking about. Again, you've got the menu planner, you've got the recipe collection, and so that gives you a little bit of a structure as you move forward. We have a call on Monday to discuss some of this, and mm-hmm. you know, if you're on the Facebook group at all, we will continue to be sharing there. But as well as there are journals that you can fill out, and I've been trying to answer the journals as I can. But
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So
I have one other question.
Yes, go ahead.
Do you think I should? I did not buy any pH strips to test my saliva. Okay. Do you think I should do that post-cleanse? Because I just haven't gotten around to it because I've been so focused on, you know, having everything ready for the cleanse.
Sure.
You think that's something I should do?
I do more the urine. It's the same strips, but I just use them. And they're really inexpensive, and it's pretty easy to do. You just have it there. Well, I have mine in the bathroom right by the toilet. So it's easy
okay.
for me to remember to do that. I find
and
that.
Do I get them at Amazon?
You can get it at your drugstore. That's where I got mine.
The grocery store?
Well, the grocery store might have it, but if you have a drugstore like a Walmart or a Walgreens or CVS or something like that, they should have them. But you can get them for sure on Amazon. And
okay, so you do the urine.
I do it with the urine, and it comes like as a roll, so it's not like a strip that you just take out. You have to take out and cut it, you know, you tear it off, almost like a roll of tape.
Okay. So that could be a good way of continuing to monitor.
Absolutely, because that's going to show your alkalinity, and that's part of this, right? You know, part of this is helping you to help your body to be in a more alkaline state.
Right. Exactly.
I was just going to say, in the program, we have a tracker that you can print out. So as you add foods in, you can see how they're affecting you.
Okay, yeah, I was going to do that. Yeah, I was going to do that also with my blood sugar levels, of course, because I'm in that sweet
yep.
spot program too.
Yep.
Okay, so
exactly.
I'll do that. I'll get the pH strips, and I'll use the blood sugar monitor. And,
okay.
You know, I came off of coffee for this whole experience, and, you know, it was a big deal coming off of it, like 3 days of quite a bit of withdrawal, and I feel so much better without coffee. I didn't think I could live without it in the morning, but I've been living without coffee now for two, maybe 3 weeks, and it's been
wonderful.
Working fine. So I'm happy
go.
About that. So I don't want to go back to that old habit, as you're saying. I have no, mm-hmm. I have no desire to do that now.
Great. Oh, I'm so happy for you. You know, and if that feeling comes up again, it's just your brain reverting back to something that it remembers, so it's comfortable. And so just say, okay, why am I feeling this need for coffee? The truth is I feel better without it, and it's more of an emotional component to it. And just have that conversation with yourself. Yeah, David says, congrats on the coffee purge.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
And, okay, bye. Well, thank you, Wendy, for coming on, and we can have that conversation. And again, if you're on the web call, you can raise your hand. Yeah, herbal teas can be helpful as well. Also on the Facebook group, they were talking about this thing called Rasa coffee. Yeah, and it's an herbal coffee. It looked pretty darn interesting. I don't ever drink coffee, but I might, although I've heard it's more of a bitter, it's like, doesn't taste like coffee, but it gives you that, you know, there's a ritual that happens with coffee that I think people miss. But it's actually more of an herbal thing. Let's see here. I'm going to see if I can read the ingredients on this. It's Rasa, R-A-S-A, and ingredients. Let's see. Here it is. And it's 100% organic and sustainable ingredients. Roasted chicory, burdock, and dandelion roots. Eleuthero, shatavari, hisha wu, cadenopsis, ashwagandha, chaga mycelium, rhodiola, Ceylon cinnamon, reishi extract. So, it's seems like something that might be, you know, if you're wanting to have that ritual in the morning, might be something to consider. Chamomile tea actually is really infused like it should, which is about 20 minutes, becomes more of a bitter, and that can also be helpful for your digestion. And it's actually a really good morning tea to have because it helps stimulate some of those digestive juices because it is a bitter. So David, I'm curious, what did you put in your green smoothie that your wife well received it? And there have been some amazing pictures of smoothies that people have put on the Facebook group. So again, if you're on Facebook, you might want to take a look at the imaginative concoctions people have put together. Some are smoothies, some are soups. It looked all quite delicious. So it sounds like this has been really, really helpful for people to do this green cleanse. And no, you know, even though this is a 7-day cleanse, know that you don't have to end it. You can continue it on however long. Okay, so mangoes, blueberries, strawberries, leafy greens. And so you're checking your blood sugar with that. Making sure you do okay. And good for you. Good for you for getting your wife to start partaking of the leafy greens this way. Oh, too sweet. There you go. You're changing her taste buds right there. Excellent. I love it. And see, that's one of the things you might find is that your taste buds will change. One of the habits that we suggested you can do was tongue scraping. And tongue scraping is something you can do all the time. You don't have to just do it during a cleanse or a detox. And this will help with your taste buds. It will help with your digestion because you're removing some of the what's left over after your body produces this waste product in your mouth. And that will make you want to take it off, because if you consider it is a waste product, it's like, I don't want that in my mouth. So again, that's something else that you may have started here or picked up again as a habit, and it's a good habit that you can consider. Oh, perfect. Cauliflower and zucchini to make it smooth. Wonderful. A little carrot for a little sweet, yeah. Celery for salty. Perfect. You've got all those taste buds covered there. You got sweet and salty, and you've got your texture in there, a little umami. So, well done. All right. There was something else I was going to say, and now I can't remember. I know that there have been lots of questions about what you can put in it. Yes, you can use your protein powders. Right. And then also consider using, with the sinus pressure, also consider using something like a neti pot. Because again, your body is helping to cleanse things out, and one of those things can be mucus in your sinus cavities. So the neti pot can be really, really helpful with that. Okay. And the zinc can be really helpful. I know with some of that, the thyroid and so forth. So great job on noticing how your body's being affected. And we have all those trackers you can use to track what you do and see if you need to adjust. You know, so you upped your zinc and you changed brands. So maybe that particular brand is stronger, so you don't need to up the amount. But don't do them both at the same time. So when you make a change, so change one and see what happens and keep track of that. And then change the other and keep track of that. Sometimes it's not that there's an issue with the product, it's just that it's too much or maybe not enough. So yes on the neti, exactly. Yep, there you go. And you know, it's interesting what you say here. My history is bacteria that thrives at any opportunity. And so one thing we're talking about energy and so forth, and the fact that we are electrical beings. One of the things that goes along with what you said there is the idea that that leaky gut aspect, that leaky gut, leaky boundaries, and as awful as it sounds, we are a host, and we've allowed this pathogen to thrive in our body. And so what can we do with our thoughts? How can we change our thoughts to be positive, that we don't allow, we create a boundary that says, no, you're not allowed in here anymore. And what that does is it gives us more oomph with the choices we make. And so the habits that we develop, we know why. We know it's because we're worth it. So I'm just kind of throwing that out there. Okay. And yeah, make sure, I have a plastic travel neti pot as well, and you just want to make sure you keep them really clean. Because we're using salt and that saline, that really helps along with it too. I also use something from is it Banyan or Himalayan Institute? Anyway, it's called NediWash Plus. And it has some really good herbs in there, like essential oil type things. Let's see. Here it is. It is Himalayan Institute. It's NediWash Plus. And oh, let's see if I can find the different herbs that are in there. I know this is what I use. It's got Chinese philodendron bark, golden seal root, barberry root bark, Chinese coptis root, peppermint oil, eucalyptus oil, menthol, grapefruit seed extract, and it's in a base of distilled water. And so I know that has helped me, and I live in the cold north, so that I like to make sure that stays nice and clean. But then after I do the Neti Wash, I apply something called Nasya oil. And that's what I get from Banyan Botanical. And what I do, you can either just drip the oil into your nose. I tend to put it on my little finger and just kind of coat the inside of my nose. And because we do the saline rinse in our nose, we want to nourish it with some oil. And so what's in this is it's in a base of sesame oil. It's also got olive oil, brahmi, calamus, skullcap, and eucalyptus. And so this is actually really good for your brain. This is, you know, so not only does it lubricate the nasal passages, it really soothes and cleanses those tissues, but it also promotes awareness and concentration, because your nose is actually a direct route to your brain. And so I found it very helpful with that. Yeah. Very good. So having that information from Dr. Rita Marie about the different herbs is going to be helpful. But I use Himalayan Institute Neti Wash Plus, and then Nasya oil, NASYA, from Banyan Botanicals. And that's a habit that I include throughout my week, especially if I'm feeling a little congested or even a little brain foggy. So yeah, that can be really helpful as well. Let's see, any other? I answered that one already. Great. You know, so we're doing an amazing thing for our body with this. This cleanse. And sometimes, because it's uncomfortable with it, it will produce toxins that need to leave the body. And so it can come out either in the form of nasal congestion, extra mucus in our throat or on our tongue. You might find actually mucus in your stools. Yep, that's exactly where I found them too, David, online. I live in an area that I have to find everything online. And I have found them to be very useful. You know, if you look around, you might find other things on those two sites. That's where I learn about this process after you do the skin brushing of oiling up and really paying attention to your body. This is another habit that you can do, you know, once a week or so, because it really puts you in touch with looking at your body. So as you use this oil, to rub into your feet. You're like looking at your toes. You're looking at your ankles and your thighs and your chin, the shins on your body, your knees, and you're like really paying attention to this. Does Dr. Rita Marie promote digestive enzymes? She sure does, Fran. I don't know if these are powder form. The ones she really likes are transformation enzymes. There is one called Digest. Let's see if I can find the link for that. Here's Transformation Digest. So I'll put the link for this in the chat. Let's see here, where'd it go? Here it is. Let's see. Is thyroid resistance a thing? Absolutely. In fact, your body balance. So in the thyroid module, which I believe is module 5 in her document, you'll hear her say, always assume thyroid resistance. And yeah, so she talks about hormone resistance. So I would for sure, David, go through module 5 in body balance and review that, because she definitely talks about thyroid resistance there. Well, and so I think that, David, as you're doing this cleanse, you're doing the body balance program, as you do the digestive module and help balance it, it's going to have that trickle-up effect. It's going to affect every other part of your body. Yeah, you don't have to peek. You can fully go into it. You'll see a lot of similarities between modules 2, 3, 4, and 5. So go ahead and just take a deep dive into it and see how that can affect you and the different pieces that you can look into. But again, it all begins, at least in my humble opinion, with your digestion, in that the gut. And so as you take care of your gut, your digestion, it's going to help affect everything. And so that's why this green cleanse is so important. It's such a good thing to do. And so I just really honor everybody here for doing that. Let's see. Yep, there's Diana. Make sure there's no other questions here. Okay. Yeah, definitely, David, look at the thyroid module 5, because she has a whole document that goes over where you can take your lab numbers. She talks about 22 different patterns of thyroid issues. And so you can go through that and see which ones more resemble what your body is presenting, and the different foods, herbs, and nutrients you can, you know, that you have an option to look at. And again, doing this green cleanse is going to be a big part of that. So I think that's going to be a really good and important piece for you. But always make sure you have those foundations of drinking enough water, getting enough sleep, moving, eating enough of the foods that are so good for you. You have great questions. And I know we've it's been mentioned about, okay, we've got just a couple more days left here. If you started last Monday, then Sunday would be the last day. And that's why I wanted to have this call today, because I really wanted to support you, especially it's a weekend and it's the summer and things can come up. And I just wanted to let you know, whatever you choose, you choose. And it's all okay because you get to choose. You've been choosing some great foods to make with your smoothies, from your questions, knowing what things to include in there are all good. And so you're making great choices. And I wanted to support you to continue to make great choices. And know that we have a call next Monday to ask, well, what's next? You know, maybe you want to keep doing this. I know that I did a summer where I just kept doing 3-week rotations of it. If you've been looking at the menu planner, you can see all the different formulations you can do it in. So how can you do smoothies while traveling? You can, first of all, make sure you have like a travel mug or something. I usually have the larger glass mason jars, but whatever you can use. But you can also bring travel blenders. I know TriBest has a personal sized blender that you can take, and they're small enough, they fit into your suitcase or however you travel. If you're traveling by car, you can bring your regular blender with you and have that to, you know, so wherever you land, you can just go to the store and bring your produce. You can purchase your produce. But then what you bring with you are some of your powders. Maybe you have green powders or some of the supplements that you use within there. Chia seeds are easy to bring. You just pack them in, and then you can take a hotel glass or whatever you have with you to fill with some chia seeds. You don't fill the glass with chia seed, but you put maybe a finger or two of chia seed in there, and then fill the container the rest of the way up with water. Kind of shake it around a little bit and let it gel. And then you can put that in your smoothies. And I've done this. The other thing that's really nice is contacting companies and ask if you can have sample sizes. And so you take these sample packets with you. And just use that. I know I have dehydrated vegetables from my garden, and then we'll pack those with, and in my travel container we'll just add in hot water, and it makes like a soup. So that's kind of nice. Vitamin C powder is a really good thing to bring, especially when you're traveling, because we need that extra immune support. Magnesium is also another great thing to make sure you bring when you travel. Starting at the beginning with cleanses, so we can, yeah. Great, good for you, David. So consider a different word instead of restricted. You're aiming to do what your body needs next week and in the future. And so the foods that you will be eating are the ones that are best for you. Every choice you make is what is best for you. And that's again where that mindset comes in. You want to choose things that are best for you. What is in your highest and best good? There's different sometimes you can get a liposomal from like Seeking Health or Livon, L-I-V-O-N, Livon Labs. You can get a powder from Perk, P-E-R-Q-U-E. But if you, those are the best sources that we recommend. In the Unstoppable Health Community site, you'll see the supplement store. It's, I believe, like the last tile on the very bottom of the page. And when you go in there, if you haven't already, create an account and you can get a discount, and sometimes you get free shipping. But then you can see the different brands of vitamin C that are there. But I know Seeking Health and Livon Labs are two that she's recommended because they're liposomal. You're welcome. And even though the cleanse is ending, rest is so important. Rest is so important. Epsom salt baths are good. Adding things in there to help with that, with the Epsom salt bath to help nourish your muscles is good. The buffered C is fine. It depends upon what you're trying to do. I know we use Perk, the P-E-R-Q-U-E, for the vitamin C calibration, where you see in some of the programs we have this listed because it is a way to find out how much vitamin C do I really need. So if you haven't done the vitamin C calibration test, that might be something you want to do. And there is actually also a magnesium loading document in there, and that's another important ingredient for you to see how much magnesium does my body need. And so both of those in there, and magnesium is another you know, your magnesium and calcium that can be really good for you, especially if you're traveling. It can help with any type of muscle cramps, that type of thing. You know, and the other piece to that, too, is that, you know, we have a nationwide magnesium deficiency due to soil depletion, and the agricultural practices aren't all that great either. And so calcium and magnesium work on a spectrum. Calcium contracts your muscles, whereas magnesium relaxes them. So if your calcium-magnesium ratio is off, then we tend to get nervous, and then you can get musculoskeletal tension. So a teaspoon of something like magnesium citrate is an amazing remedy for that. So that's just something there. Well, you know, again, I think or remember we talked about this too in module 2. They have the transit time test, and I think you were saying that your transit time might have been too quick. And you know, so that's where you're weighing, which is most important. Right now I need to clear my sinuses, so I'm taking some extra, and meantime my transit time has become too fast. And so if you have other tools to help with your sinus issue, then you can back down on your vitamin C and magnesium, or maybe do your magnesium in another form, like the topical, the magnesium oil, And again, making sure that the magnesium calcium ratio is good. And then you want to do things that will help slow down your digestion. So having the fiber in your smoothies can be helpful. I was thinking psyllium, but that might be too harsh. In Module 2 of the Body Balance Program, though, she also has in Part 5 the Bowel Boot Camp document. Oh, I think I remember you said that it made your skin feel prickly. You know, it could be that your magnesium level is okay and you just don't need any more at this point. But again, you know, make sure that it's the magnesium calcium ratio. So maybe you have enough magnesium, but your calcium needs a little boost. And so, you know, foods like broccoli and sesame seeds. Yeah, chia and flax in your smoothies will definitely help with giving you that little bit of extra bulk. So, and then as you adjust things, you want to give your body time to adjust. So you add things in, and then you want to give your body a chance to adjust. Okay, well, so the other piece to that is, and I don't know if I ever share this with you. So if I get those Charlie horse calf cramps, I take the edge of my thumb, my thumbnail, and I put it in that divot area between my upper lip and the bottom of my nose, and I press really, really, really hard. I mean, like I'm making a mark on the skin. And you should feel that go away. So as you have the loose stools and you add in bulk, you know, pay attention. And it may be that you need to add to do it topically, even, and maybe just do it on your calves. Or can you do an Epsom salt bath? Put a little lavender in there. Are you including any salt or sodium in your foods? Okay, that's great. How did it feel when you did them? Okay. So in terms of your stools and wanting to strengthen them up a little bit, definitely, you know, chia seed and water, because the fiber helps to soak up the extra water in the stool. You know, consider what you're using for protein sources. You know, healthy fiber and protein are important. So look at your protein powder. So just, you can put, if you're doing the lemon water, put some salt in with the lemon water in the morning. Just put little pinches of salt in many places. You know, I don't know what your electrolyte numbers are. Can you do like a coconut water kefir? Not sure what BARHS is. Okay, hemp protein powder is good. Something was a treat. Oh, baths. I bet it was baths. Baths were a treat. Yeah, well, if you can do it, that's great. You know, if you do like a coconut water kefir, you can put a pinch of salt in there for the extra sodium. You know, a veggie juice with some celery, cucumber, lemon and or lime and greens could be good. You can make your own electrolyte replacement drink. It has your water, a little salt, a little baking soda, a little apple cider vinegar. If you tolerate raw honey, you can use that. Some other things are, others, oh, I had some bad ingredients. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's good for you for paying attention. Do you take L-glutamine? Or a probiotic? And then I think we talked about stool tests to find out what exactly is in there in your gut. Let's see. Oh, in the office hours. Yeah, she did mention, oh, who was it? Seeking Health. Yeah, Seeking Health has a an electrolyte supplement. What is that? I think this is it. Yeah, Optimal Electrolyte. I'll put the link for that here. Okay. Well, yeah, good on taking a probiotic. And like I said, consider doing the stool test to see what more is in there. Oh, you're doing good things. And you've got some wonderful tools at your fingertips. Okay. Yep. So start going through some of these things and see what kind of habits you can create around these things. Because that's part of what this week is about, is creating good, because it isn't a can on the counter. So where do you make your smoothies? Have that right by where you make your smoothies so you can't forget it. What are ways that you can help yourself remember to take this or anything else that we've talked about? Yes, you do. You do. And so each time you add a good habit and really make it a habit, you know, congratulate yourself, celebrate it. You are doing the best you can for yourself. And there again, that speaks to your mindset. Yep, there you go. You know, a good thing to try is at night before you go to bed, kind of go through what your morning will be like. And as you do that, it's like, okay, now I know I'm supposed to make this drink in the morning, and make sure you have everything right there and ready for you. To get that. You know, to get that together. And that's for all of us, creating routines that will give us good habits. Well, it's been my pleasure, David, to help you out, because I suspect that as I help you out, we're helping out other people. All right. Is there anybody else with questions? And if not, remember that you can fill out the journals. And like I said, I've been trying to go through and answer those. There is the Facebook group, and there's some wonderful sharing going on there. And then we have a call on Monday, so we can be there to support each other and find out what are the next best steps. Okay. All right. So enjoy your weekend. Take good care of yourself. And I just, again, applaud and commend you guys for all that you're doing. So you take care. Bye.